2019, 1024 Colgan et al. Evo Devo https://doi.org/10.1186/S13227-019-0137-2. Evo Devo Open Access Research. Variable levels of drift in tunicate caudiopharyngeal gene regulatory elements. William Colgan 1, Alexis Linza 3, Ariel Huang 4, Melissa B. D. Bias 5, Isabel Losa 2, Daniel Rodriguez 2, Hridjud Hickory 2, Guillermo Barreto Corona 2, Sajkia Bok 2, Amanda Kirillo Perez 2, Megan Curry 2, Simone Darko Labi 6, Daniel Delil 7, Hannah Guttar 2, Pasha Hockamer 8, Emily Kibbe 9, Noah Linha 10, Sophia Moody 11, Allison Naganuma 2, Deep Nguyen 12, Ryan Stanton 2, Sierra Stark 13, Cameron Toomey 2, Anthony Velika 14, Joseph F. Ryan 5 and Brad Davidson 2. Abstract background. Mutations in gene regulatory networks often lead to genetic divergence without impacting gene expression or developmental patterning. The rules governing this process of developmental systems drift include the variable impact of selective constraints on different nodes in a gene regulatory network, remain poorly delineated. Results. Here we examine developmental systems drift within the caudiopharyngeal gene regulatory networks of two tunicate species, Corella inflata and Cheyenna robusta. Cross-species analysis of regulatory elements suggests that trans-regulatory architecture is largely conserved between these highly divergent species. In contrast, cis-regulatory elements within this network exhibit distinct levels of conservation. In particular, while most of the regulatory elements we analyzed showed extensive rearrangements of functional binding sites, the enhancer for the caudiopharyngeal transcription factor FOX is remarkably well conserved. Even minor alterations in spacing between binding sites lead to loss of FOX enhancer function, suggesting that bound trans factors form position-dependent complexes. Conclusions: our findings reveal heterogeneous levels of divergence across caudiopharyngeal cis-regulatory elements. These distinct levels of divergence presumably reflect constraints that are not clearly associated with gene function or position within the regulatory network. Thus, levels of cis-regulatory divergence or drift appear to be governed by distinct structural constraints that will be difficult to predict based on network architecture. Keywords: gene regulatory networks, developmental systems drift, tunicates, heart development, selective constraints. Background: the gene regulatory networks GRNs that orchestrate development are largely composed of trans-regulatory factors, that is, transcription factors, and cis-regulatory elements, that is, enhancers and silencers. 1. Connections within these networks are dictated by transcription factor binding sites within each regulatory element. 1-3. Mutations that alter binding site composition are a major driver of developmental changes underlying evolutionary correspondence. B. Davids 1, at Swarthmore.edu 2 Swarthmore College, Swarthmore, USA. Full list of author information is available at the end of the article. Shifts in phenotype, 4-9. However, mutations can accumulate in cis-regulatory elements without altering gene network function, contributing to developmental systems drift, 10-12. Drift can also occur in trans due to mutations that impact the expression or coding sequence of upstream transcription factors, as defined in relation to a specific target gene, 5. In general, the organization of binding motifs within cis-regulatory elements is loosely constrained. This structural flexibility presumably reflects independent, non-cooperative binding of upstream transcription factors, 3, 13, 14. However, within a limited subset of regulatory elements, the binding site organization is more tightly constrained. This structural rigidity, copyright sign, the author, S., 2019. This article is distributed under the terms of the Creative Commons Attribution 4.0 International License, http:// creativecommons.org/licenses/by/4.0/, which permits unrestricted use, distribution, and reproduction in any medium, provided you give appropriate credit to the original author, S, and the source, provide a link to the Creative Commons license, and indicate if changes were made. The Creative Commons Public Domain Dedication Waiver, http://creativecommons.org/public-domain-01.0, applies to the data made available in this article, unless otherwise stated. Colgan et al., Evo Devo, 2019, 1024, presumably reflects cooperative, position-specific interactions between bound transcription factors and associated cofactors, 14-19. The prevalence and nature of such cooperative binding interactions and the resulting impact on drift are outstanding questions in evolutionary developmental biology, 3. Although developmental systems drift in GRNs appears to be a common phenomenon in metazoan evolution, it can be difficult to study due to the requirement for rigorous cross-species analysis within well-characterized networks 11, 12, 20, 21. Cross-species assays are used to determine the intelligibility of characterized cis-regulatory elements between two species and thus evaluate hypotheses regarding the amount of drift. Mutual intelligibility of a cis-regulatory element suggests that only cis-drift has occurred 22-24. In contrast, partial or complete loss of intelligibility indicates that trans-drift has occurred 10, 25, 26. It should be noted that results from cross-species analysis are not definitive. Alterations in GRN structure may be associated with shifts in temporal or spatial expression that are difficult to detect either because they are subtle or because available techniques, such as reporter assays, do not accurately reflect endogenous expression. Thus, in general, experimental evidence for developmental systems drift does not rule out a role for selection in driving observed shifts in GRN architecture. Tunicates, or urochordates, are a powerful system for studying developmental systems drift, Fig. 1. They are closely related to vertebrates but diverged prior to vertebrate genome duplications, so they have a single copy of many important developmental genes, 27, 28. Tunicates also have relatively compact genomes, enabling easy identification of cis-regulatory elements through phylogenetic footprinting or detection of clustered binding motifs, 29-32. In addition, some tunicate species can be electroporated en masse, enabling high-throughput testing of cis-regulatory elements with transgenic reporters, 33. These techniques have been successfully employed to intensively characterize developmental gene regulatory networks in Chiana robusta, formerly known as Chiana intestinalis, type A, including the network underlying heart and pharyngeal development, Fig. 1ac. Furthermore, tunicate embryos employ similar, deeply conserved patterning mechanisms for early development. Remarkably, species in two major tunicate clades, Phlebobranchia and Stolidobranchia, have nearly identical embryonic fate maps and employ similar programs for specification and morphogenesis, despite having diverged 390 million years ago, Figure 1d, 10, 34-36. These similarities in developmental patterning are even more striking when the extreme rate of genomic divergence between tunicate species is taken into consideration, 37-40, the unique, page 2 of 17, combination of stringent developmental conservation and extreme genomic divergence makes the tunicates a powerful model for revealing the constraints that shaped adaptation and developmental systems drift, 37. Previous studies of tunicate developmental systems drift have focused on comparisons to the relatively well-characterized regulatory networks underlying embryonic development in C. robusta, 44. For some genes, including the key developmental transcription factor OTX, conservation of the trans-regulatory environment promotes conserved expression patterns and mutual intelligibility in cross Species analysis. Despite extensive binding site rearrangements within cis regulatory elements, 24, 45, in other cases, expression is conserved despite divergence of the trans regulatory factors and associated cis regulatory elements, leading to loss of cross-species intelligibility, 26. Drift in trans factors is also indicated by species-specific deployment of distinct signaling pathways in otherwise conserved developmental programs, including the program driving muscle progenitor lineage induction, 46, 47. These findings align with the hypothesis that the extreme genomic divergence between tunicate species has resulted in profound levels of drift within developmental GRNs, 37. Extensive characterization of the C. robusta caudipharyngeal GRN makes it an attractive model for comparative studies examining developmental systems drift, figure 1AC, 42, 48, 49. The heart in C. robusta can be traced back to two blastomeres, the B7.5 cells, also termed caudipharyngeal founder cells, which express the BHLH transcription factor MESP, fig 1A. 50-52. Founder cell-specific expression of MESP is mediated by two upstream transcription factors, a T-box family transcription factor, TBX6B, and a Lim-Homeobox family transcription factor, LHX3, which are expressed in overlapping maternally specified domains, 51, 53, 54. During gastrulation, the founder cells divide once, forming a pair of cells on each side of the embryo, and express the transcription factor ETS1/2, fig 1A. The four resulting cells then divide asymmetrically, creating two distinct cell lineages, the anterior tail muscle cells, ATMs, and the trunk ventral cells, TVCs. The TVCs are B potential progenitors, giving rise to pharyngeal muscle and cardiac lineages, figure 1B. TVC specification is dictated by fibroblast growth factor, FGF, MAP kinase, MAP, dependent activation of ETS1/2, 55-57. ETS1/2 in conjunction with an unknown ATA binding cofactor then upregulates a set of 218 primary genes which include the conserved cardiac transcription factors FOXF, HANDLIKE, and GATA, figure 1B, 41. 58, 59. These three transcription factors are thought to regulate distinct modules in the C. robusta caudipharyngeal GRN, figure 1C, 42, 60-63, A, B, gastrulostreet 12-14, C, neurulostreet 15-17, migratory trunk ventral cells, founder cells, ASB rod F, FOXF target genes, F1, FOXF, primary trunk ventral cell genes, ETS1/2, H2, hand-like target genes, H1, hand-like, MESP, caudipharyngeal TBX6B plus LHX3 founder cell genes, NK4, heart kernel genes, K1, GATA, MAP, ATA binding cofactor, BMP2/4 signal, other genes, FGF the 16th of September 2020 signal, D, 390 Maya, 270 Maya, Homo sapiens, Fallusia mammillata flebobranchia Corella inflata Corella wilmeriana Cheyenna robusta Cheyenna savignii Botrylus lychee stolidobranchia Botrylus sclosseri Halacynthia rurezi Molgula oculata Molgula occidentalis Oicoplera dioica appendicularia, Branchiostoma floridi, figure 1 Cheyenna robusta caudipharyngeal gene regulatory network and tunicate phylogeny AC regulatory network diagrams for caudipharyngeal founder lineage cells during three embryonic stages. Schematics on the left indicate stage and cell lineage. Background colors delineate discrete regulatory modules. Solid lines indicate regulatory connections supported by functional enhancer analysis, while dashed lines indicate regulatory connections supported by expression data. Circles represent signal-dependent activation and double slanted lines represent signal transduction. Initial specification of the caudipharyngeal founder cells, pink, through exclusive UP, regulation of MESP and subsequent expression of ETS1/2B signal-dependent regulation of early trunk ventral cell genes by ETS1/2 and an unknown ATA-binding cofactor. ETS1/2 activation in the TVCs is dependent on FGF, the 16th of September 2020 signaling transduced by the MAP pathway C presumptive modules differentially regulated by FOXF, hand-like, or GATA. FOXF is portrayed as the primary regulator of TVC migration, while GATA regulates a highly conserved heart kernel in conjunction with BMP2/4 signaling. F1, H1, H2, and K1 represent hypothetical target genes. Figure is based on Wozniacki et al. And Cota et al., 41, 42 D simplified Tunicat phylogeny based on DeBias et al., in PrEP, that is congruent with Delsuck et al., 43. Background colors represent subclades, Phlebobranchia, yellow, Stolidobranchia, red, Aura appendicularia, blue. Trailbird Street 18-21, Colgan et al., Evo Devo, 2019, 1024 page 3 of 17, Colgan et al., Evo Devo, 2019, 1024, A, page 4 of 17, C, B, 8H, U0126, 7, 5, H, F, 10H, 11H, MESP GFPG100. U0126, 10, 11, H, percent no TVC migration, E, MESP GFP, D, 75, 20 H, I, H, asterisk, 50 25 0, 7.5 H 10/11 H, C FOXF, GFP in Corilla, C hand-like, LAX in Corilla. Figure 2 conserved founder cell lineage behavior and TVC induction in Corilla embryos. AC representative Corilla embryos expressing Cerobu MESP 1916, Eskinson 3X GFP in presumptive founder lineage cells. Note labeling of mitotic spindle in 8H embryo, hours post-fertilization indicated at the lower right of each panel. D representative Corilla embryo expressing Cerobu MESP 1916. H2B, GFP to track founder lineage cell divisions in later stages. E, F transgenic Cerobu MESP 1916, GFP Corilla embryos treated with the MAP kinase inhibitor U0126 at 7.5 HPF, E immediately prior to founder cell division or F2H after division at 10-11 HPF. Arrow points to migrator TVCs. G summary of results for U0126 treatments. Data span 6 trials, N, 70 for each condition, students t-test, p-value, 0.0005. Note that the levels of migration defects in the 10-11 HPF treatment samples were similar to basal levels seen in untreated, transgenic embryos, data not shown H, I representative embryos illustrating TVC expression for the Cerobu, FOXF 3052 GFP and Cerobu hand-like 2954 445, 296 LAX reporters. Comparative analysis of the C. robusta caudiopharyngeal GRN has been initiated in 2 species, Chionis avignii and Molgula occidentalis. Regulatory elements and upstream transfactors appear to be highly conserved in C. robusta and C. savignii despite 100 million years of rapid genomic divergence 29.64. In M. occidentalis and C. robusta, which diverged 390 million years ago, caudiopharyngeal founder lineages still exhibit nearly identical patterns of cell division and transcription factor expression, 10. However, there have been partial or complete losses of intelligibility between caudiopharyngeal cis regulatory elements in these 2 species, indicating that significant developmental systems drift has occurred both in cis and in trans, 10. To explore how evolutionary constraints influence drift in developmental programs, we have begun comparative studies of the caudiopharyngeal GRN in Corilla inflata, a phlebobranch that diverged from C. robusta 270 million years ago, Fig 1d, DeBias et al. 2019, in PrEP, 43, C-inflator is experimentally tractable, as synchronized C-inflator embryos can be electroporated en masse to test reporter constructs, and we recently sequenced its genome and transcriptome, DeBias et al. 2019, in PrEP. We used this genome to characterize enhancers for key genes in the caudopharyngeal GRN, including MESP, FOXF, and HANDLIKE. We show that the transregulatory architecture of the caudopharyngeal GRN is largely conserved between C. robusta and C. inflator, but cis-regulatory elements within this GRN exhibit different levels of conservation. These differences correspond to different structural and functional constraints. Results: C. inflator and C. robusta share a conserved TVC specification program. To initiate our analysis of the Corella caudopharyngeal GRN, we tested the activity of a characterized C. robusta reporter construct for the heart founder lineage transcription factor, MESP, Serobu MESP 1916, Enskinson 3X GFP, 56. Fortunately, electroporation protocols developed for C. robusta, 30, were also effective for C. inflator embryos. As observed in China, the Serobu MESP enhancer drove robust activity in Corella B7.5 founder lineage cells, including both TVC and ATM lineages. The Enskinson, GFP reporter labels microtubules, 56, 65, allowing us to deploy this construct to track founder cell lineage position and division in developing C. inflator embryos. As seen previously in both Mulgulid and Chionid species, bilateral pairs of C. inflator heart founder cells divide asymmetrically at the early neuralar stage, 8 HPF, to produce the heart progenitor and anterior tail muscle lineages, figure 2a, b. Further analysis will be required to determine if this division is unequal and whether differential induction involves receptor localization as characterized in C. robusta, 57. During tail bud stages, C. inflator heart progenitors undergo, Colgan et al., Evo-Devo, 2019, 1024, a conserved anterior migration along the epidermis into the ventral trunk region, Fig 2c, where they undergo an unequal cleavage to form smaller medial and larger lateral daughters, Fig 2d. Whether this represents an asymmetric division to produce pharyngeal muscle and heart precursors as seen in C. robusta will require further analysis, 62. We also used the Serobu MESP reporter to examine whether TVC specification, as marked by anterior migration, is dependent on FGF MAP signaling. As seen previously in both C. robusta and Molgular occidentalis embryos, treatment with the MEK inhibitor U0126 just prior to B7.5 founder cell division, late gastrular stage, blocked induction of the heart progenitor lineage, as indicated by lack of TVC migration, figure 2e, g, while treatment at a later time point had no effect, figure 2f, g, 10, 55. We also began to examine conservation of the heart gene network downstream of FGF-dependent induction. In C. robusta, a small group of transcription factors including FOXF, HANDLIKE, and GATA are upregulated directly downstream of FGF MAP induction, figure 1, 41. Through in situ hybridization in tail bud stage embryos, we found that C. inflator FOXF is expressed in the trunk epidermis and TVCs, mirroring similar expression in C. robusta embryos at this stage, Fig 3f. This initial analysis indicates that the program for trunk ventral cell specification and migration in C. inflator and C. robusta embryos has been conserved. C. robusta cardiac gene enhancers drive TVC reporter expression in C. inflator. To further explore developmental systems drift in the caudopharyngeal gene regulatory network, we began to perform cross-species testing of regulatory elements. Since C. inflator and C. robusta shared a common ancestor more recently than C. robusta and M. occidentalis, figure 1d, 43, we hypothesized that there would be conservation in the trans-regulatory architecture despite divergence of cis-regulatory elements. Based on this hypothesis, We expected the C. inflator and C. robusta caudopharyngeal GRN enhancers to display mutual intelligibility in cross-species testing but not to align or exhibit similar binding site arrangements. Alternatively, it is possible that both cis regulatory elements and transregulatory architecture have been conserved, as seen in comparisons between C. savignii and C. robusta, 29, 41, 50, 58, or that there has been divergence of both the cis regulatory elements and trans-regulatory architecture, as seen in comparisons between M. occidentalis and C. robusta, 10. To begin exploring these hypotheses, we tested two well-characterized C. robusta TVC enhancers, Cirobu Fox 3052 GFP and Cirobu Hand Light 2954/445, 296 lacs, in Corella embryos. In C. robusta, both of these enhancer elements mediate TVC. Page 5 of 17. Expression immediately after TVC induction and are co-regulated by ETS1/2 and an ATA binding cofactor, 41, 58. As seen with the Cirobu MESP 1916 enhancer Fig2AF, both these reporters recapitulated characterized Schirner expression patterns in transgenic Corella embryos. The Fox reporter drove expression in the TVCs and trunk epidermis Fig2H, and the hand-like reporter drove expression in the TVCs and trunk endoderm along with weak expression in the ATM lineage, Fig2I. The cross-species intelligibility of these three reporters indicates that TVC specification and migration in Corella and Schirner embryos rely on a conserved set of upstream trans factors. The Fox TVC enhancer is highly conserved between C. inflator and C. robusta. To further explore drift of the Fox regulatory element, we attempted to identify a candidate orthologous enhancer in Corella using VISTA multi-sequence alignment, 66. This alignment revealed a small region of sequence conservation in C. inflator at the position of the previously characterized C. robusta Fox TVC enhancer Fig3A, 58. Strikingly, this 183 BP region contained a set of three conserved ETS1/2 and two conserved ETA binding motifs that precisely matched the number, spacing, and arrangement of the characterized binding sites in the orthologous Schirner Fox enhancer. While intervening DNA was poorly conserved Figure 3b, reporter constructs containing this conserved element in C. inflator were able to drive TVC-specific expression in both C. inflator, Figure 3c, and C. robusta, Figure 3d. Thus, cross-species testing demonstrated mutual intelligibility of a remarkably well-conserved Fox TVC enhancer figures 2H, 3C, D. To further evaluate whether the conserved region upstream of Corella Fox represented a functionally constrained regulatory element, we cloned a 146 BP fragment containing the full set of conserved binding motifs. We then fused this minimal region to a 255 BP basal promoter that had no independent reporter expression, data not shown. The resulting construct, coinfo, Fox 547/401:255, drove reporter expression in Corella B7.5 lineage cells, including the TVCs and ATM precursors figure 3E, G. We then individually knocked out the five conserved binding motifs in this minimal element through site-directed mutagenesis and visualized reporter expression in C. inflator embryos. While the disruption of the first ETS1/2, E1, or first ATA, A1, binding motifs significantly reduced TVC reporter expression, knocking out the other binding motifs had no discernible impact, figure 3G. These results mirrored the results from a similar analysis of the C. robusta Fox TVC enhancer 41, 58, with the exception of the second ETS1/2, E2, binding motif which was required in the C. robusta enhancer. Colgan et al., Evo Devo, 2019, 1024, page 6 of 17, alignment with C. robusta 100%, C. savignii 50% 100%. C. inflator, 50% 0K, B, 2K, 1K, 3K, 4K, 5K, E1, 8K, 9K, A1, 10K, FOXF, Conserve TVC Enhancer, required no functionality, ETS1/2 binding site, ATA binding site, TGTT binding site, 7K, 6K, percent conserved, A, E2 E2C, C Robusta 956 C Savigny 1005 C Inflator 556, A2 T1 E3 C Robusta C Savigny C Inflator, C, 50 meters, DD, E, FTVCs, TVC, TVC, CoInfoFoxf minus 2622 in C Inflator, G, TVC, E2, CoInfoFoxf minus 2622 in C Robusta CoInfoFoxf 547-401, 255 in C Inflator, TVC, C Inflator Foxf. CoFox 547-401 plus 255 CoFox 547-401 plus 255 A1 KO CoFox 547-401 plus 255 E1 KO capital X asterisk capital X asterisk CoFox 547-401 plus 255 A2 KO CoFox 547-401 plus 255 E2 KO XX CoFox 547-401 plus 255 E3 KO capital X C Inflator Fox TVC Enhancer E X GGAW, GCTW, A, percent TVC expression in C Inflator, X, ATA, ATCT, Figure 3 characterization of the C Inflator FOXF TVC Enhancer MVista alignments depict sequence conservation between C Robusta and C Savigny and between C Robusta and C Inflator for the FOXF gene and 5 intergenic region, lag and alignment, conservation across 100 BP window, conservation, 70% highlighted. There is increased conservation associated with the FOXF coding region, orange, and conserved TVC enhancer purple B cluster alignment of the 183 BP conserved TVC enhancer with ETS1/2, red, ATA, blue, and TGTT, orange, binding motifs highlighted. Dark shaded binding motifs were required for reporter expression and boxed binding motifs exhibited no functionality. See Robusta FOXF binding motif knockout data come from Be et al. And Wozniacki et al. 41, 58 CE representative embryos showing the activity of CoInfoFoxF 2622 GFP reporter constructs in C Inflator and C Robusta. Arrows indicate expression in TVCs. And scale bar is 50 mF representative C Inflator mid-tailbed stage embryo displaying expression of CoInfoFoxF in TVCs, arrow, and epidermis G effect of ETS1/2 and ATA binding motif knockouts. On reporter expression driven by the C Inflator 146 BP minimal TVC enhancer fused to a 255 BP basal promoter, CoInfoFoxF 547/401 255. Names of binding motifs correspond to the names in BLAC's reporter constructs are diagrammed on the left with X indicating a binding motif knockout. The graph depicts percent TVC expression in C Inflator, number of trials 2, total N150, and error bars indicate standard deviation. Significance relative to CoInfoFoxF 547/401:255 was determined with a student's t-test, p. 0.05 indicated by Colgan et al., Evo Devo, 2019, 1024, page 7 of 17, see figure on next page. Figure 4 characterization of the C Inflator hand-like TVC enhancer minimization of the C Inflator hand-like, HL, upstream genomic fragment to test 2 predicted enhancers. LAC's reporter constructs are diagrammed on the left. The graph depicts percent TVC expression in C. robusta, number of trials 2, total N 75, and error bars indicate standard deviation. Significance relative to coinfl HL1737 was determined with a student t-test, p, 0.001, indicated by. The second predicted enhancer is both necessary and sufficient for reporter expression in the TVC's BE representative embryos, showing the expression of LACS reporter constructs that contain the second predicted enhancer coinfl HL1048, or lack the second predicted enhancer coinfl HL899, in both C. robusta and C. inflata, arrows indicate expression in TVCs, and scale bar is 50 mF effect of X1/2 and ATA binding motif knockouts, on the expression of a C. inflata hand. Like, LACS reporter construct containing a 1048 BP upstream genomic fragment, coinfl HL1048. Names of binding motifs correspond to the names in panel B. LACS reporter constructs are diagrammed on the left with X indicating a binding motif knockout. The graph depicts percent TVC expression in C. robusta, number of trials 2, total N25, and error bars indicate standard deviation. Significance relative to coinfl HL1048 was determined with a student t-test, p, 0.01, indicated by, and p.001, indicated by G. Comparison of hand-like TVC enhancer structure in C. robusta and C. inflata. Darkly shaded binding motifs were required for reporter expression. Lightly shaded binding motifs exhibited limited functionality as assessed by mutagenesis of multiple sites in the minimal serobu. Fox enhancer 41, or by a non-significant reduction in reporter expression following mutagenesis, this study. Boxed binding motifs exhibited no functionality. C. robusta hand-like binding motif knockout data comes from Wozniacki et al., 41, figure 3G. This apparent divergence in enhancer structure may reflect the presence of a third, presumably supplemental, X1/2 binding motif in C. inflata immediately adjacent to the second X1/2 motif, E2C, potentially creating redundancy. These results suggest that selection has stringently constrained FOXF TVC enhancer structure, preventing any major shifts in the order, number, or spacing of binding sites over nearly 300 million years of rapid genomic divergence between C. robusta and C. inflata. Differential divergence of the hand-like versus FOXF TVC enhancer elements. To determine if the rigorous conservation of the FOXF TVC enhancer was unique or reflected generally high levels of constraint in the caudopharyngeal GRN, we characterized the C. inflata TVC enhancer for hand-like. Hand-like and FOXF occupy very similar positions in the C. robusta caudopharyngeal GRN, 42. Both these genes are expressed shortly after TVC induction. They are both regulated by X1/2 and an ATA binding cofactor, and they encode key transcription factors for TVC progenitor fate, figure 1b. Based on the proposition that the hierarchical position of a gene within a GRN correlates with the level of selective constraint on its regulatory elements, 4, we hypothesized that hand-like and FOXF regulatory elements would exhibit a similar level of conservation. Sequence alignments did not reveal a conserved region in C. inflata associated with the characterized hand-like TVC enhancer in C. robusta, additional file 1, figure S1A, 66. However, this analysis did not exclude the presence of a conserved enhancer that may have shifted position relative to the hand-like gene and thus failed to align globally. We, therefore, searched more broadly for the C. inflata hand-like TVC enhancer based on binding motif clustering and organization, see methods for further details. This approach identified two strong candidate elements in the 5 intergenic region, additional file 1, figure S1b. The distal element, prediction 1, was located 1737-1587, BP upstream of the gene, in a similar position to the previously characterized C. robusta enhancer. The proximal element, prediction 2, was located 1048-898 BP upstream of the gene. Both predicted elements contained ETS1/2 and ATA binding motifs and exhibited some structural similarity to the previously characterized TVC enhancer of C. robusta hand-like. Additional file 1, figure S1B, 41. We tested these computational predictions through sequential minimization of the C. inflator hand-like 5 intergenic region using LAC's reporter constructs, Fig 4a. The full-length construct, CoInfl HL1737, containing both candidate elements had strong TVC expression in C. robusta, demonstrating that the hand-like TVC enhancer is intelligible by C. robusta. We employed C. robusta for further minimization experiments, because this species is more readily available than C. inflator. Deletions that removed the first candidate cis-regulatory element, CoInfl HL1615, or the region between the candidate cis-regulatory elements, CoInfl HL1048, did not affect TVC reporter expression, Fig 4a, b. But removing the second candidate cis-regulatory element, CoInfl HL899, eliminated TVC reporter expression, Figure 4a, c. A minimal 208 BP region encompassing the second candidate cis-regulatory element fused to a 299 BP basal promoter, CoInfl HL1048/844:299, drove strong TVC expression along with some ectopic expression in the mesenchyme. A hotspot for ectopic reporter expression, 67, demonstrating that this region is both necessary and sufficient for hand-like TVC expression, Fig 4a. CoInfl HL1048 had strong TVC reporter expression, Figure 4b, and CoInfl HL899 had no TVC reporter expression, Fig 4c. Similar results were obtained in C. inflator, Fig 4d, e. Thus, the hand-like TVC enhancer is mutually intelligible in cross-species. Colgan et al., Evo Devo, 2019, 1024, page 8 of 17, a, b, c, d, e, f, g, assays, figs 2i, 4c, while exhibiting substantially more divergence in binding motif organization in comparison with the FOXF TVC enhancer. We next began to functionally characterize the binding sites in the C. inflator hand-like TVC enhancer through site-directed mutagenesis, Fig 4f. This enhancer contains two ETS1/2 and four ATA binding motifs, Figure 4g. Colgan et al., Evo Devo, 2019, 1024, page 9 of 17, knocking out the second or third ATA motif, A2, A3, or the second ETS1/2 motif, E2, significantly reduced TVC reporter expression, while knocking out the remaining motifs did not significantly alter TVC reporter expression, Fig 4f. In contrast, published mutational analysis of the C. robusta hand-like element indicated that both ETS sites along with the first and second ATA sites were required for full reporter activity. Dark shading indicates functionally required binding motifs, Fig 4f, 41. In summary, our analysis indicates that transregulation of hand-like expression in the TVCs by ETS1/2 and an ATA binding cofactor has been conserved between these two species, while the cis-regulatory element has undergone substantial divergence, including changes in the number, order, orientation, and spacing of binding motifs. Thus, the cis-regulatory elements for FOXF and hand-like appear to have experienced distinct levels of functional constraint, despite occupying similar positions in the caudopharyngeal GRN. C. robusta GATA TVC enhancer 61. A minimal 223 BP region of the intron containing this candidate element fused to a C. robusta hand-like minimal promoter, CoInfl GATA +642+820 Cerobu hand-like 299, was able to drive reporter expression in the TVCs, additional file 1, figure S3, full stop. Although the C inflator gatter enhancer diverged substantially from the C robuster element, it still contains a conserved TGTT binding motif, additional file 1, figure S2C. This finding suggests that gatter is also regulated by FOXF. Taken together, these results suggest that FOXF plays a central role in TVC specification, responding rapidly to FGF-dependent X1/2 activation, and contributing to the upregulation of other primary TVC genes including Hand-like, while also maintaining its own expression. The putative role of FOXF upstream of Hand-like also suggests that the more stringent conservation of the FOXF regulatory element may reflect this more critical functional role. FOXF functions upstream of Hand-like in the caudopharyngeal GRN. To further investigate levels of drift across the caudopharyngeal GRN, we characterized the regulatory element for founder cell expression of MESP in C. inflator. In C. robusta, MESP is expressed in the B7.5 caudopharyngeal founder cell lineage downstream of TBX6B and LHX3, Fig. 1, 50-53. Sequence alignments did not reveal a conserved region in C. inflator associated with the characterized MESP enhancer in C. robusta, additional file 1, figure S4A, 66. We therefore computationally predicted candidate C. inflator MESP enhancers based on binding site clustering. This approach yielded one candidate cis regulatory element that aligned with the known cis regulatory element for C. robusta, additional file 1, figure S4B, 51. However, this candidate was a poor match, as it was missing the first two TBX6 binding motifs which were previously shown to be required in C. robusta, 51. We therefore started a sequential minimization analysis upstream of the candidate cis regulatory element. The full-length construct, CoInfoMESP 866, drove strong expression in the founder lineage, ATMs and TVCs, in both C. inflator and C. robusta, demonstrating mutual intelligibility, Figs 2, 5a, b, e. This reporter construct displayed almost no background expression, Figure 5a, b, e. Two shorter constructs, CoInfoMESP 651 and CoInfoMESP 576, still drove strong expression in the founder lineage, but also produced ectopic expression in the primary trail muscle lineage, Figure 5a, c. This result suggests that there is a silencer element 866-576-BP upstream of MESP that represses tail muscle lineage expression. A slightly shorter construct, CoInfoMESP 421, drove no expression in the founder lineages or primary trail muscle lineages, Figure 5a, d, indicating that the when we aligned the FOXF and Hand-like TVC enhancers for C. robusta, C. savignii, and C. inflator, we noticed a conserved TGTT binding motif in both enhancers across all three species, figures 3b and additional file 1, figure S1b. TGTT is part of the consensus binding motif of forkhead transcription factors such as FOXF, additional file 1, figure S2a, 15. Prior studies noted the enrichment of this motif in Shiona TVC enhancer elements, 41, and a recent study also detected a significant enrichment of putative FOXF binding sites in the predicted cis-regulatory elements of a wider range of primary TVC genes, 68. The conservation of this motif suggests that FOXF works to maintain its own expression and activate other primary TVC genes such as Hand-like in the C. robusta caudopharyngeal GRN. As predicted by this hypothesis, mutation of the TGTT motif, T1, in the minimal C. robusta Hand-like TVC enhancer Sirobu HL1914-1314:299, abrogated TVC reporter expression, additional file 1, figure S2b. In addition, mutation of the TGTT motif, T1, in the minimal C. robusta FOXF TVC enhancer Sirobu FOXF 1072/847 PFKH, did not impact TVC expression. as predicted by the hypothetical role of the site in maintaining rather than initiating Fox expression, additional file 1, figure S2B. Based on these results, we sought to determine if the TVC enhancer for GATA also contains a conserved TGTT binding motif. Using our script to computationally predict TVC enhancers for C. inflata GATA, we identified one strong candidate element in the first intron, additional file 1, figure S2C, similar to the position of the characterized substantial divergence of the MESP caudiopharyngeal founder cell enhancer. Colgan et al., Evo-Devo, 2019, 1024, page 10 of 17. See figure on next page, figure 5 characterization of the C. inflata MESP founder lineage enhancer, a minimization of the C. inflata MESP5 intergenic region to identify the B7.5 founder lineage enhancer. Lack's reporter constructs are diagrammed on the left. The graphs depict percent founder lineage, TVC plus ATM, expression or percent founder lineage plus primary tail muscle lineage expression in C. robusta and C. inflata, number of trials 2, total N25, and error bars indicate standard deviation. Significance relative to coinfl MESP 651 was determined with a student t-test, p. 0.01 indicated by and p. 0.001 indicated by B. representative C. robusta embryo showing founder lineage specific expression of coinfl MESP 866. Arrows indicate TVCs and ATMs, and scale bar is 50 m. C. representative C. robusta embryo showing the founder lineage and primary tail muscle lineage expression for coinfl MESP 576. D. representative C. robusta embryo showing the lack of founder lineage expression for coinfl MESP 421. E. representative C. inflata embryo showing the founder lineage specific expression for coinfl MESP 866. F. effect of TBX6 and LHX3 binding motif knockouts on the expression of the C. inflata MESP founder cell enhancer. Binding motifs designated as shown in G. Lack's reporter constructs are diagrammed on the left with an X indicating a binding motif knockout. The graphs depict percent founder lineage expression in C. robusta and C. inflata, number of trials 2, total N75, and error bars indicate standard deviation. Significance relative to coinfl MESP 576 or the minimal 576/421 enhancer was determined with a student t-test, p. 0.05 indicated by and p. 0.01 indicated by G. structure of the C. inflata MESP founder cell enhancer. Darkly shaded green TBX6 motifs were required for reporter expression, and lightly shaded pink LHX binding motifs exhibited some functionality, as determined by mutagenesis of multiple motifs. There is no conservation of functional binding motifs in the aligned upstream genomic region of C. robusta. H. representative C. robusta embryo showing the founder lineage and primary tail muscle lineage expression for coinfl MESP 576/421. 138 IK. representative C. robusta embryos showing lack of reporter expression for I. coinfl MESP T1, and J. coinfl MESP L1.2. 3.4 and K. reporter expression in the primary tail muscle lineage, but not the founder lineage for coinfl MESP L4.5, 6. Computationally predicted cis regulatory element was not sufficient for reporter expression. Instead, we found that a region 576-421 BP upstream of MESP fused to a 138 BP basal promoter, coinfl MESP 576/421:138, drove strong founder lineage expression, demonstrating that this 155 BP region is both necessary and sufficient for founder lineage expression, Fig. 5a. Strikingly, this 155 BP minimal enhancer bears almost no sequence similarity to the characterized C. robusta element, additional file 1, figure S4C. and is also a very poor match to the globally aligned region 426-261 BP upstream of C. robusta MESP, figure 5G. Thus, our analysis reveals substantial divergence between the minimal MESP founder cell enhancers of these two species. To begin investigating transregulation of MESP in C. inflata, we mutagenized putative binding sites in the minimal reporter construct and assayed the impact on reporter expression in both C. robusta and C. inflata, Fig 5FK. The minimal C. inflata MESP founder cell enhancer contains two TBX6 binding motifs and six LHX3 binding motifs, Fig 5G. Knocking out either TBX6 binding motif, T1 or T2, completely eliminated founder lineage reporter expression in both C. robusta and C. inflata, figure 5fi. In contrast, knocking out individual LHX3 binding motifs did not affect founder lineage reporter expression, data not shown. This result could reflect redundancy in the LHX3 binding sites, so we knocked out combinations of LHX3 binding motifs. When we knocked out the first four LHX3 binding motifs, L1, L2, L3, and L4, founder lineage and tail muscle lineage expression were lost in both C. robusta and C. inflata, Fig 5FJ. When we knocked out the last three LHX3 binding motifs, L4, L5, and L6, founder lineage expression was almost completely eliminated, but primary tail muscle lineage expression was maintained, Fig 5FK. Thus, transactivation of MESP by TBX6 and LHX3 appears to be conserved in C. inflata and C. robusta, while cis regulatory elements have undergone substantial divergence. In summary, our data indicate that upstream transcription factors dictating FOXF, hand-like, and MESP expression in the caudopharyngeal GRN are conserved between C. robusta and C. inflata. However, the cis-regulatory elements that control the expression of these genes exhibit distinct levels of conservation between C. robusta and C. inflata. The FOXF-TVC enhancer is highly conserved, with identical organization of binding motifs, while the hand-like and MESP enhancers exhibit extensive divergence. These distinct levels of cis regulatory conservation do not appear to reflect GRN hierarchy, as MESP functions at the top of the GRN. Therefore, we began to explore alternative hypotheses regarding the exceptional conservation of the FOXF-TVC enhancer over 270 million years of rapid evolutionary divergence. Precise binding site spacing is required for FOXF-TVC enhancer function. There are a number of possible explanations for the relatively stringent conservation of the FOXF-TVC enhancer between C. inflata and C. robusta. The first is that a specific organization of binding sites is required for physical interactions between transcription factors, 3, 14. Alternatively, the enhancer may be constrained to ensure precise temporal or spatial expression, 69. To distinguish between these hypotheses, we displaced the first ETS1/2 binding motif, E1, in the C. robusta FOXF-TVC enhancer and examined the impact on reporter expression. We chose this binding site because it is required for strong TVC expression in both C. robusta and C. inflata, figure 3b(g). Moreover, the 10 base pair spacing between this, Colgan et al., Evo Devo, 2019, 1024, page 11 of 17, A, B, C, E, D, F, G, H, I, J, K, Colgan et al., Evo Devo, 2019, 1024, page 12 of 17, A, E1, Sirobu FOXF-1072-827, PFKH, A1A1. Sirobu FOXF-1072-827, PFKH, E1, Sirobu FOXF-1072-827, PFKH E1 Move 1, E1, Sirobu FOXF-1072-827, PFKH E1 Move 2, asterisk. A1, asterisk, A1, asterisk, 0.010.020.030.040.050% TVC expression in C. robusta, C. robusta FKH promoter, C. robusta FOXF TVC enhancer, B, D, C, TVC, Sirobu FOXF minus 1072 minus 827 PFKH, Sirobu FOXF minus 1072 minus 827 PFKH, Sirobu FOXF minus 1072 minus 827 PFKH E1 move 1. Figure 6 functional constraint on binding site spacing in the C. robusta FOXF TVC enhancer. The first ETS1/2 binding site was moved by knocking out the endogenous binding site, GGATGCTT, and introducing a new binding site using site-directed mutagenesis. Reporter constructs contained the 245 BP minimal C. robusta FOXF TVC enhancer fused to the C. robusta FKH basal promoter, Sirobu FOXF 1072/827 PFKH. The sequence of the enhancer region containing this first ETS1/2 binding site is shown on the left, with ETS1/2, red, and ATA, blue, binding sites highlighted. The graph depicts percent TVC expression in C. robusta, number of trials 2, total N75, and error bars indicate standard deviation BD. Representative C. robusta embryos showing reporter expression for B. Karobu FOXF 1072/827 PFKH, C. Karobu FOXF 1072/827 PFKH E1, or D. Karobu FOXF 1072/827 PFKH move 1. Arrows point to normal position of TVCs in the trunk region. Note substantial ectopic expression in the anterior tail muscle lineage, ATM, and in other muscle and mesenchyme lineage cells. Binding motif, E1, and the first ATA binding motif, A1, is conserved between C. robusta and C. inflata. A 10 base pair increment between binding sites corresponds to a single helical turn and is often observed in enhancersome-like cis regulatory elements. 14. We displaced this first ETS1/2 binding site by knocking out the endogenous site and introducing a new site, either 16 or 24 base pairs from the first ATA site. We conducted this analysis in a LAX reporter construct containing the minimal 245 BP C. robusta FOXF TVC enhancer fused to the basal forkhead promoter, Sirobu FOXF 1072/827 PFKH, LAX. This is a slightly longer construct than the previously characterized 232 BP minimal reporter, Sirobu FOXF 1072/840 PFKH, LAX, 58. When the first ETS1/2 binding motif, E1, was knocked out in the context of the 245 BP minimal element, TVC reporter expression was significantly reduced. Fig 6a, c. The introduction of new ETS1/2 binding sites 6 BP, move 1, or 14 BP, move 2, upstream of the original position failed to rescue TVC reporter expression. Fig 6a, d. The fact that this reorganization reduced expression rather than altering temporal or spatial expression patterns supports the hypothesis that binding site organization is constrained by required interactions between trans factors. Discussion: developmental systems drift within the tunicate caudiopharyngeal GRN. Mutual intelligibility in our cross-species assays suggests that the trans-regulatory architecture of the caudiopharyngeal GRN is largely conserved between C. inflata and C. robusta. These findings are in contrast to previous comparisons between M. occidentalis and C. robusta that revealed numerous instances of enhancer incompatibility caused by extensive trans-drift in the caudiopharyngeal GRN. 10. Both these studies are based on functional analysis of minimal regulatory elements and thus may not encompass the full range of cis regulatory function, as mentioned in the introduction. Our use of the term drift in this instance and throughout the discussion is speculative, because observed changes in GRN structure may have undetected impacts on expression and thus may not be independent of selection. However, these studies still provide a robust framework for developing. Colgan et al., Evo Devo, 2019, 1024, models regarding the rate and nature of developmental systems drift. In particular, these findings are congruent with two alternative models for the emergence of transdrift in developmental GRNs. Transdrift may arise at a steady rate, so that the amount of drift roughly correlates with the absolute evolutionary distance between two species and is not influenced by other taxonomic considerations. Alternatively, the rate of transdrift may vary due to factors independent of evolutionary distance. In particular, increased drift may occur during the divergence of major clades, such as that between phlebobranches and stylidobranches, in association with shifts in morphology or rewiring of underlying developmental gene networks. According to the first model, the differential occurrence of transdrift between M. occidentalis and C. robusta can be attributed to the longer period of divergence between these species, 390 million years, in comparison with C. inflata, which diverged from C. robusta 270 million years ago, 43. According to the second model, differential transdrift may have arisen during GRN rewiring associated with changes in body plan or divergence of developmental programs between phlebobranches and stylidobranches. A broader cross-species analysis is required to distinguish between these models. Our analysis of the MESP founder cell enhancer also provides an alternative perspective on differential divergence between trans-regulatory inputs. 70. The activation of MESP by TBX6B is conserved between M. occidentalis, C. inflata, and C. robusta, while its activation by LHX3 is only conserved between C. inflata and C. robusta. Our results suggest that differential levels of constraint on these trans factor inputs reflect a primary directive role for TBX6B, while LHX3 plays a more secondary, permissive role. When we remove the 300BP genomic region upstream of the C. inflata MESP founder cell enhancer, we observe ectopic primary tail muscle lineage reporter expression. A similar result has been observed during deletion analysis of the C. robusta MESP enhancer Brad Davidson, unpublished results. Ectopic tail muscle expression is likely caused by TBX6B, which is expressed in a broad domain encompassing the B7.5 founder cells and neighboring tail muscle lineages, 53. According to this model, regions upstream of the minimal MESP element may contain a silencer bound by a tail muscle-specific repressor. Thus, in tail muscle lineages, TBX6B may be able to activate MESP expression independently of LHX3, which is expressed only in the endoderm founder lineage cells. We are unsure why one set of LHX3 binding motif knockouts eliminated primary tail muscle and founder lineage expression, while another set only eliminated founder lineage expression. It is possible that mutagenesis of the first four LHX3 binding motifs accidentally impacted the binding motif of an. Page 13 of 17. Additional transcription factor required for MESP activation. Overall, our results provide preliminary support for the hypothesis that heterogeneous levels of constraint on trans-regulatory inputs reflect directive rather than permissive functional contributions. Clearly, further analysis is required to solidify our understanding of MESP regulation and further test this general hypothesis. Our findings provide more robust insights into cis-regulatory drift. Sequence alignments and functional enhancer analysis reveal highly variable levels of divergence for cis-regulatory elements within the caudopharyngeal GRN. The minimal FOXTVC enhancer is highly conserved, with identical organization and spacing of binding motifs. In contrast, the minimal Handley TVC enhancer is poorly conserved and the minimal MESP founder cell lacks any apparent structural conservation. These findings do not align with models in which differential constraints associated with the position or function of a gene in a GRN dictate relative levels of cisregulatory drift. Rather, our findings suggest that drift is dictated by distinct structural and functional constraints that are unique to each cisregulatory element. Our findings have also begun to illuminate the specific structural and functional constraints that dictate conservation of the FOX enhancer, as discussed in the following section. Model for the constraints on the FOX-TVC enhancer. Highly conserved enhancers generally reflect cooperative, position-specific interactions between bound transcription factors, 14. This type of highly conserved enhancer is known as an enhanciosome and is distinguished by conservation of the number, order, orientation, and spacing of binding motifs, 3, 14. The prototypical enhanciosome is the interferon cisregulatory element, 71. Although relatively rare, additional enhanciosome-like cisregulatory elements have subsequently been characterized, 14, 17-19, 72. However, general principles regarding the deployment of enhanciosomes within developmental GRNs have not been delineated. Mutations that disrupt the relative position of binding sites generally disable enhanciosome elements, presumably because they disrupt protein-protein interactions, 16. We show that displacing the first X1/2 binding motif in the C. robusta FOX-TVC enhancer significantly reduces reporter expression. This result suggests that the FOX-TVC enhancer is an enhanciosome-like cis-regulatory element, in which X1/2, the ATA binding cofactor, and possibly other proteins must physically interact to activate FOX expression. However, further experimentation will be required to provide more definitive support for this hypothesis. In particular, the use of a wider range of mutations will help determine whether the specific mutations we introduced had unintended impacts, such, Colgan et al., Evo Devo, 2019, 1024, page 14 of 17, early TVC gene enhancers, FOX-TVC enhancer pre-induction, A. Promoter X1/2 and ATA cofactor complex evicts repressor, permitting FOX expression. Induction. B. Post-induction. C. Condensed chromatin blocks precocious expression. A repressor blocks precocious FOX expression. FOX acts as a pioneer factor, opening chromatin. Capital P. Capital P. X1/2 and ATA cofactor binding promotes expression. FOX helps maintain its own expression, capital P, capital P, capital P, capital P, promoter, X1/2, hypothetical co-activator, ATA binding cofactor, hypothetic repressor, FOXF, RNA poli, nucleosome, figure 7 model for the differential constraint on FOXF versus other early TVC enhancers a before FGF induction. The chromatin around early TVC gene enhancers is condensed, preventing aberrant expression. In contrast, chromatin is decondensed at the FOX-TVC enhancer locus, suggesting that a repressor purple is required to prevent precocious expression. BFGF map signaling phosphorylates X1/2 in the TVCs, permitting recruitment of a cofactor, green, that serves to lift repression. The cooperative recruitment of this cofactor constrains binding site position and orientation. FOXF, orange, then accumulates in the TVC nuclei, where it acts as a pioneer factor opening the chromatin around other TVC enhancers. See once early TVC gene enhancers are open, the binding of X1/2, ATA, and FOXF activates transcription in a non-cooperative fashion, as reflected by a lack of constraint on binding site position. FOXF also binds the FOXF-TVC enhancer, helping to maintain its own expression, as the creation or elimination of cryptic binding sites. In addition, by further varying binding site displacement, we can test whether presumed cooperativity is dependent on relative position on the helix. Furthermore, it will be interesting to analyze whether the conserved distances between other binding motifs in the FOXF minimal enhance also reflect functional constraints. The deployment of an enhanced system for regulation of FOXF may be associated with its role as a pioneer factor. This hypothesis arises from the recent findings of Reishi et al., who found that FOXF promotes TVC specification by changing chromatin accessibility, 68. In particular, the binding of FOXF to the enhancers of other early TVC genes, including hand-like and GATA, appears to increase the accessibility of these cis-regulatory elements by decondensing chromatin, thereby enabling activation of these genes by ETS1/2, and the ATA binding cofactor, 68. Reishi et al. Also showed that CRISPR-Cas9 knockdown of FOXF led to down-regulation of several early TVC genes, including hand-like, 68. Our mutational analysis of the FOXF binding motif in the C. robusta hand-like and FOXF TVC enhancer further supports the hypothesis that FOXF acts as a pioneer factor during TVC specification and also suggests that FOXF maintains its own expression. Conclusion: taken together, these results allow us to formulate a model that explains the specific deployment of a highly constrained, enhancism-like element for the regulation of FOXF, Fig. 7. Before FGF induction, the chromatin around the enhancers of most early TVC genes is condensed, which prevents aberrant expression, Figure 7a. One exception is the FOXF enhancer, which remains decondensed, so it can mediate a rapid, primary response to FGF MAP-dependent activation of ETS1/2, Fig. 7a. Since chromatin condensation does not constrain aberrant expression of FOXF, another mechanism is required. We propose that this alternate mechanism involves the occupation of a silencer element located near the FOXF enhancer. Indeed, ectopic reporter expression throughout the B7.5 founder lineage in our 245 BP minimal FOXF enhancer construct, Fig. 6b, suggests that a silencer element serves to block precocious FOXF expression. Colgan et al., Evo-Devo, 2019, 1024. Possibly mediated by unphosphorylated ETS. According to our model, FGF MAP-dependent phosphorylation of ETS1/2 leads to the formation of a complex with the ATA binding factor and the recruitment of a presumptive, non-DNA binding cofactor that is able to lift baseline repression, Figure 7b. Once the FOXF gene is expressed, FOXF maintains its own expression and opens the chromatin around other TVC enhancers, Figure 7c. This model may reflect a general principle for the seemingly sporadic occurrence of enhancisms. Namely, enhancisms may be specifically deployed for pioneer trans factors, ensuring precise temporal or spatial expression despite a lack of chromatin-dependent regulation. Page 15 of 17. Temperature, TM, of 78 degrees C. The mutation placed in the exact center of the primer with 10-30 BP of correct sequence on both sides, and a minimum GC content of 40%. Primers were diluted to 125 ng/L and PCR run with 5-50 ng of template, PFU Ultra II TAC polymerase, Agilent. If template was 5 kb, we added 3 liters DMSO, and the reaction was run for 12-30 cycles based on the extent of the mutagenesis, 12 4-point mutations, 16 for 2-3 BP mutations, up to 30 for larger mutations. The PCR reaction was then cut with 1-2L of DPNE at 37 degrees C for 1H and incubated at 70 degrees C for 20 minutes prior to transformation of competent cells according to standard protocols. Methods: computational enhancer prediction. The enhancers for C. inflator hand-like, GATA, and MESP were computationally predicted based on structural similarity to the previously characterized enhancers in C. robusta, 50, 51, 61. A custom Python, version 2 July 2013, script was used to slide a 150 BP window over the C. inflator 5-inter genomic region for each of these genes in 25 BP increments, https://github.com/colganwi/crmfinder. Each window position was scored with a linear combination of four features: 1, the number of oligomers 4BP which were present in both the window and the C robusta enhancer, allowing for reverse complements; 2, similarity in oligomer ordering, the number of steps needed to transform one ordering into the other normalized by the number of conserved oligomers; 3, similarity in enhancer position, the difference in the distance to the start codon normalized by the size of the 5 intergenic region; and 4, the presence of specific conserved motifs, ETS1/2, GGAW, for hand-like and Gatter and TBX6, GGNG, for MESP. Molecular cloning lacks reporter constructs. Molecular cloning was performed according to established protocols. 51. C-inflator genomic regions used for enhancer analysis were amplified with sequence-specific primers carrying appropriate restriction sites. Additional file 1, table S1. Cloning of C. robusta fox and hand-like minimal enhancers was described by Be et al. And Wozniacka et al. 41, 58. Sitter-directed mutagenesis or insertion. Sequence-specific primers containing desired point mutations or insertions, additional file 1, table S2, were used to generate sticky end fragment, 51, or for whole plasmid amplification. For single-step whole plasmid amplification, we used mutagenesis primers between 30 and 60 bases in length, with a melting. Embryological techniques, fertilization and dechorionation. Adult C. inflator were harvested from docks on Lopez or San Juan Island, WA. MREP, Carlsbad, CA, supplied adult C. robusta from multiple collection locations along the coast of San Diego, CA. C. robusta fertilization, dechorionation, electroporation, and staging were carried out as previously described, 30, 56, 73. For C. inflator, similar protocols were used with the following modifications. Sperm and then eggs were dissected from 4 to 6 gravid, freshly collected adults. Concentrated sperm from all adults was mixed in a 10 ml dish of FNSW filtered natural seawater. Eggs were dissected from each individual into a separate small dish of FNSW, and then, all eggs were rinsed once using 70 meters mesh. Sperm was added to rinsed eggs, and after 12 minutes, zygotes were passed through 6 rinsed dishes. The zygotes were then transferred to a 10 ml dish, and excess water was removed and replaced with a dechorionation solution, 10 ml FNSW plus a 200 liter freshly thawed aliquot of 5% protease in FSW Streptomyces griseus, sigma P8811-1G. After 4 minutes, zygotes were pipetted gently and checked for dechorionation every minute. After 9-11 minutes, dechorionated zygotes were rinsed sequentially in 6 10 ml dishes of FNSW. Electroporation was as described for C. robusta, except that only 50 liters of total mannitol plus DNA solution was used. Embryos were transfected with 100-300 g of DNA. Higher time constants, MS, 20, appeared to give the best incorporation and did not hinder development. Embryos were cultured in gelatin-coated dishes with 10 ml of FNSW on a floating platform in a sea table, 14-16 degrees C, with the lids upside down to ensure that sea table water did not enter the cultures. Embryos were transferred after 2-4H, 4-16 cell stage, to a fresh dish of FNSW to ensure proper development. Colgan et al., Evo Devo, 2019, 1024. Sgail staining. Stage 22-23 embryos were fixed with 0.175% glutaraldehyde and then stained with X-Gail to visualize Lacks reporter expression as previously described. 51. Supplementary information. Supplementary information accompanies this paper at https://doi.org/10.1186s13227019-0137-2. Additional file 1. Additional figures and tables. Abbreviations: GRNs, gene regulatory networks, TVCs, trunk ventral cells, FGF, fibroblast growth factor, MAP, MAP kinase, ATM, anterior tail muscle. Acknowledgements. We wish to acknowledge Christina Cota for her technical assistance, mentoring, and training efforts throughout this project. We also wish to acknowledge Alberto Stolfi for his input on data analysis and interpretation. Authors contributions: computational prediction of CINF MESP and CINF hand-like enhancer elements along with the design and implementation of cross-species testing of these elements was primarily conducted by WC. WC also designed and conducted the FOXF motif and enhancer spacing experiments and wrote the manuscript. BD conceived and oversaw much of the experimental design and conducted some of the experiments. JFR and MBD assembled the C. inflata genome and generated a revised phylogeny. R helped to develop and refine protocols for transgenesis of C. inflata embryos along with conducting the MAP kinase inhibitor assays. AL conducted the initial analysis of the FOXF enhancer. IL and DR conducted the CINF MESP and CINF hand-like reporter assays in C. inflata, analyzed the resulting data, and helped generate relevant figures. The remaining student co-authors worked as a lab group associated with their developmental biology class, Bio 24, 2017, to conduct CINF MESP and CINF hand-like reporter assays in C. robusta, analyze the resulting data and generate relevant figures. All authors read and approve the final manuscript. Funding for BD was provided by the Swarthmore College Department of Biology and by NE grant number R15HD08052501. JFR and MBD acknowledge funding through the National Science Foundation under grant number 1,542,597. Availability of data and materials. All data, scripts, sequences, and plasmid constructs will be made publicly available once the manuscript is accepted for publication. Ethics approval and consent to participate not applicable. Consent for publication. All contributors have seen and approved this manuscript. Competing interests. The authors declare that they have no competing interests. Author details. 1. Broad Institute, Cambridge, USA. 2. Swarthmore College, Swarthmore, USA. 3. Thomas Jefferson University, Sydney. Kimmel Medical College, Philadelphia, USA. 4. University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill, USA. 5. Whitney Laboratory for Marine Bioscience, St. Augustine, USA. 6. University of Florida, Gainesville, USA. 7. Icahn School of Medicine at Mount Sinai, New York, USA. 8. Perelman School of Medicine, Philadelphia, USA. 9. University of Colorado Boulder, Boulder, USA. 10. Duke University School of Medicine, Durham, USA. 11. Rothman Institute, Philadelphia, USA. 12. University of Pittsburgh, Pittsburgh, USA. 13. University of California, San Francisco, San Francisco, USA. 14. Memorial Sloan Kettering Cancer Center, New York, USA. Page 16 of 17. Received. The 3rd of June 2019. Accepted. The 13th of September 2019. References. 1. Levine M., Davidson A., Gene Regulatory Networks for Development. Proc. Nat. Acad. C. USA. 2005, 102, 14, 4936-42, 2. Davidson A., Levine Ms. Properties of Developmental Gene Regulatory Networks. Proc. Nat. Acad. C. USA. 2008, 105, 51, 20063-6, 3. Spitz F., Furlong E.E., Transcription Factors, From Enhancer Binding to Developmental Control, Nat. Rev. Genet. 2012, 13, 9, 613-26, 4, Peter Is, Davidson A., Evolution of Gene Regulatory Networks Controlling Body Plan Development, Cell. 2011, 144, 6, 970-85, 5, Halfen Ms. Perspectives on Gene Regulatory Network Evolution, Trends. Genet. 2017, 33, 7, 436-47, 6, Ray G. A., The Evolutionary Significance of Cis Regulatory Mutations, Nat Rev Gen at 2007, 8, 3, 206-16, 7, Susina E., Stern D.L., Divergence of Larval Morphology Between Drosophila sicellia and its Sibling Species Caused by Cis Regulatory Evolution of Ovo-Shaven Baby, Proc. Nat. Acad. C.U.S.A. 2000, 97, 9, 4530-4, 8, Gompel N., Prudham B., Whitcock P.J., Kasner V.A., Kirill S.B., Chance Caught on the Wing, Cis Regulatory Evolution and the Origin of Pigment Patterns in Drosophila, Nature 2005, 433, 7025, 481-7, 9, Combs P.A., Fraser H.B., Spatially Varying Cis Regulatory Divergence in Drosophila Embryos Elucidates Cis Regulatory Logic, PLOS Gen at 2018, 14, 11E1007631, 10, Stolfi A., Low E.K., Reishi R.P.C., Restaurator F., Brown C.T., Swala B.J., et al., Divergent Mechanisms Regulate Conserved Cardiopharyngeal Development and Gene Expression in Distantly Related Ascidians, ELIFE 2014, 3E03728, 11, Haag E.S., The Same But Different, Worms Reveal the Pervasiveness of Developmental System Drift, PLOS Gen at 2014, 10, 2E1004150, 12, True J.R., Haag E.S., Developmental System Drift and Flexibility in Evolutionary Trajectories, Evel Dev 2001, 3, 2, 109-19, 13, Long H.K., Prescott S.L., Wasoka J. Ever-Changing Landscapes, Transcriptional Enhancers in Development and Evolution, Cell 2016, 167, 5, 1170-87, 14, Arnosti D.N., Kulkarni M.M., Transcriptional Enhancers, Intelligent Enhanced Osomes or Flexible Billboards, J. Cell Biochem 2005, 94, 5, 890-8, 15, Khan A., Fawns O., Stigliani A., Giard M., Castro Mondragon Yar, Vander Lee R., et al., Jasper 2018, Update of the Open Access Database of Transcription Factor Binding Profiles and its Web Framework, Nucleic Acids Res 2018, 46, D1D260-6, 16, Thanis D., Meniotis T. Virus Induction of Human IFN Beta Gene Expression Requires the Assembly of an Enhanciosome, Cell 1995, 83, 7, 1091-100, 17, Srivastava V., Day I., Loon P., Chadi K. Prostaglandin E2 modulates IL-8 expression through formation of a multiprotein enhanciosome in human colonic epithelial cells. Euros J. Immunal 2012, 42, 4, 912-23, 18, Fiedler M., Grieb M., Mieseskzenek J., Rutherford T. J., Johnson C. M., Beans M. An ancient pygo-dependent WNT enhanciosome integrated by CHIP LDBSSDP, ELIFE 2015, 4E09073, 19 Van Tienen L. M., Mieseskzenek J., Fiedler M., Rutherford T.J., Beans M. Constitutive scaffolding of multiple WNT enhanciosome components by Legless BCL9, ELIFE 2017, 6E20882, 20, Kyant K., Barrier A., Kolachuv I., Podbiluix B., Sommer R., Fitch D.H., et al., Trends, Stasis, and Drift in the Evolution of Nematode Vulva Development, Kerr Bile 2007, 17, 22, 19-25-37, 21, Verster A.J., Ramani A.K., McKay S.J., Fraser R., Comparative RNA Screens in C. elegans and C. Briggsy Reveal the Impact of Developmental System Drift on Gene Function, PLOS Gen at 2014, 10, 2E1004077, 22, Maduro M., Pilgrim Deconservation of Function and Expression of UNP 119 from 2 Kinohaditis Species Despite Divergence of Non-Coding DNA, Gene 1996, 183, 1-2, 77-85, 23, Romana L.A., Ray G.A., Conservation of Endo-16 Expression in Sea Urchins Despite Evolutionary Divergence in Both Cis and Trans-Acting Components of Transcriptional Regulation, Development 2003, 130, 17, 4187-99, 24, Oda Ishii, Bertrand V., Matsuo I., Lemaire P., Sager H. Making Very Similar Embryos with Divergent Genomes, Conservation of Regulatory Mechanisms of OTX Between the Ascidians Halicynthia rickettsii and Cheina intestinalis, Development 2005, 132, 7, 1663-74, Colgan et al., Evo Devo, 2019, 1024, 25, Landry C.R., Whitcock P.J., Torb C.H., Rands J.M., Clark A., Hartle D.L., Compensatory Cis Trans Evolution and the Dysregulation of Gene Expression in Interspecific Hybrids of Drosophila, Genetics 2005, 171, 4, 1813-22, 26, Takahashi H., Mitani Y., Sato G., Sato N. Evolutionary Alterations of the Minimal Promoter for Notochord Specific Brachyury Expression in Acid Ian Embryos, Development 1999, 126, 17, 3725-34, 27, Dehel P., Satar Y., Campbell R.K., Chapman J., Degnan B., DiTommaso A., et al., The Draft Genome of Cheina intestinalis, Insights into Chordate and Vertebrate Origins, Science 2002, 298, 5601, 2157-67, 28, Delsuk F., Brinkman H., Chorak D., Philip H. Tunicates and Notcephalochordates are the closest living relatives of vertebrates, Nature 2006, 439, 7079, 965-8, 29, Johnson D.S., Davidson B., Brown C.D., Smith W.C., Sidow A. Noncoding regulatory sequences of Cheina exhibit strong correspondence between evolutionary constraint and functional importance. Genome Res 2004, 14, 12, 2448-56, 30, Corbo J.C., Levine M., Zeller R.W., Characterization of a notochord-specific enhancer from the brachyury promoter region of the ascidian, Cheina intestinalis, Development 1997, 124, 3, 589-602, 31, Kauri P., Rothbucher U., Otsuka Y., Dayan F., Frangulian E., Rer A., et al., A cis regulatory signature in ascidians and flies, independent of transcription factor binding sites. Kerr Biel 2010, 20, 9, 792-802, 32. Cota C.D., Sigade F., Davidson B. Heart Genetics in a Small Package, Exploiting the Condensed Genome of Cheina Intestinalis. Brief Funct Genomics 2014, 13, 1. 3-14, 33, Christian L., Wagner E., Shi W., Levine M. Electroporation of Transgenic DNAs in the Sea Squirt Cheina, Cold Spring Hard Prot 2009, 2009, 12 PDB Prot 5345, 34, Swala B.J., Building Divergent Body Plans with Similar Genetic Pathways, Heredity 2006, 97, 3, 235-43, 35, Lemaire P. Unfolding a chordate developmental program, one cell at a time, invariant cell lineages, short-range inductions and evolutionary plasticity in ascidians, Dev Biel 2009, 332, 1, 48-60, 36, Humano G, Nishida H. Ascidian Embryonic Development, an Emerging Model System for the Study of Cell Fate Specification in Cordates, Dev Dyne 2007, 236, 7, 1732-47, 37, Lemaire P. Evolutionary Crossroads in Developmental Biology, The Two Nicates, Development 2011, 138, 11, 2143-52, 38, Cockett K.M., Tasha M.G., Halenich K.M., Swala B.J., Phylogenomics Offers Resolution of Major Tunicate Relationships, Mol Phylogenate Evel 2018, 121, 166-73, 39, Nidham M.L., Harrison R.G., Polymorphism and Divergence Within the Acid Ion Genus Shiona, Mol Phylogenate Evel 2010, 56, 2, 718-26, 40, Sadkogiaga G, Kahes V, Galtier N. The Population Genomics of a Fast Evolver, High Levels of Diversity, Functional Constraint, and Molecular Adapter Shion in the Tunicate Shiona Intestinalis, Genome Bile Evel 2012, 4, 852-61, 41, Woznicka A, Hiesler M, Sterebinska E, Gemmett J, Lee Y, Mount D, et al. Initial Deployment of the Cardiogenic Gene Regulatory Network in the Basal Cordate, Shiona Intestinalis, Dev Bile 2012, 368, 1, 127-39, 42, Cota C, Palmquist K, Davidson B. Hart Development in Shiona, Reference Module in Life Sciences, Elsevier, 2017, 43, Delsuck F, Philip H, Sadkogiaga G, Simeon P, Tillich M. K, Turin X, et al., A Phylogenomic Framework and Timescale for Comparative Studies of Tunicates, BMC Bile 2018, 16, 1, 39, 44, Satow Y, MAKS, Gene Regulatory Systems that Control Gene Expression in the Shiona Embryo, Proc JPN Akad Ser B. Fies Bile C 2015, 91, 2, 33-51, 45, Rare A, Lemaire P, Deris S and OTX Nodal Regulatory Signature for Post-Rye Neural Development in Ascidians, PLOS Jenner 2014, 10, 8E1004548, 46, Hudson C, Yasuo H. Similarity and Diversity in Mechanisms of Muscle Fate Induction Between Ascidian Species, Bile Cell 2008, 100, 5, 265-77, 47, Tokuoka M, Humano G, Nishida H. FGF the 16th of September 2020 and WNT5 alpha signals are involved in specification of secondary muscle fate in embryos of the Ascidian, Halicynthia rurettsii, Dev Genes Evel 2007, 217, 7, 515-27, 48. Evans Anderson H., Christian L. Shiona as a Simple Cordate Model for Heart Development and Regeneration, J. Cardiovasc Dev Dis 2016, 3, 3, 25, 49, Davidson B. Shiona Intestinalis as a Model for Cardiac Development, Semen Cell Dev Bile 2007, 18, 1, 16-26, 50, Davidson B., Levine M. Evolutionary Origins of the Vertebrate Heart, Specification of the Cardiac Lineage in Shiona Intestinalis, Proc. Nat. Akad C. USA 2003, 100, 20, 11469-73, 51, Davidson B., She W., Levine M. Uncoupling Heart Cell Specification and Migration in the Simple Cordate Shiona Intestinalis, Development 2005, 132, 21, 4811-8, page 17 of 17, 52, Satow Y, MAKS, Satow N. The Ascidian MESP gene specifies heart precursor cells, Development 2004, 131, 11, 2533-41, 53, Christian L., Stolfi A., Davidson B., Levine M. Spatio-temporal intersection of LHX3 and TBX6 defines the cardiac field through synergistic activation of MESP. Dev Bile 2009, 328, 2, 552-60, 54, Yaji K., Takatori N., Satar Y., Sato N. CTBX6B and CTBX6C are key mediators of the maternal effect gene CMACHO1 in muscle cell differentiation in Schwann intestinalis embryos. Dev Bile 2005, 282, 2, 535-49, 55, Davidson B., Shi W., Beje, Christian L., Levine MFGF signaling delineates the cardiac progenitor field in the simple caudate, Schwann intestinalis. Genes Dev 2006, 20, 19, 2728-38, 56. Cooley J., Whitaker S., Sweeney S., Fraser S., Davidson B. Cytoskeletal polarity mediates localized induction of the heart progenitor lineage. Natcell Bile 2011, 13, 8, 952-7, 57, Cota CD, Davidson B. Mitotic membrane turnover coordinates differential induction of the heart progenitor lineage, DevCell 2015, 34, 5, 505-19, 58, Beje, Shi W., Levine M., Davidson B., Christian L. Fox is essential for FGF-induced migration of heart progenitor cells in the ascidian Schwann intestinalis. Development 2007, 134, 18, 3297-305, 59. Razi Krajka F., Lam K., Wang W., Stolfi A., Jolly M., Bono R., et al. Collier Olf EBF dependent transcriptional dynamics control pharyngeal muscle specification from primed cardiopharyngeal progenitors. DevCell 2014, 29, 3, 263-76, 60. Christian L., Stolfi A., Levine MBMP signaling coordinates gene expers cyan and cell migration during precardiac mesoderm development. Dev Bile 2010, 340, 2, 179-87, 61, Radkar C.K., Beje, Sweeney S., Sterebinska E., Davidson B.A. Single Gator Factor plays discrete, lineage-specific roles in ascidian heart development. Dev Bile 2011, 352, 1, 154-63, 62, Kaplan N., Razi Krajka F., Christian L. Regulation and Evolution of Cardiopharyngeal Cell Identity and Behavior, Insights from Simple Caudates, Kerr Oppenjenet Dev 2015, 32, 119-28, 63, Christian L., Davidson B., Kohashima T., Powell W., Noller H., Vranizan K., et al., The Transcription Migration Interface in Heart Precursors of Schwann Intestinalis. Science 2008, 320, 5881, 1349-52, 64, Small KS, Brudno M., Hill M., Siddhar A., Haplomalignment and Reference Sequence of the Highly Polymorphic Schwann Cervignae Genome, Genome Bile 2007, 8, 3R41, 65, Gallard E., Kass R., Pascal A., Basile F., Ganay J.P., Hoot S., et al., Enskinson Map 7 promotes microtubule growth and centrosome separation in Drosophila neural stem cells, J-Cell Bile 2014, 204, 7, 1111-21, 66, Mer C., Brudno M., Schwartz J.R., Polyakov A., Ruben E.M., Fraser Carr, et al., VISTA, Visualizing Global DNA Sequence Alignments of Arbitrary Length, Bioinformatics 2000, 16, 11, 1046-7, 67, Herefugi N., Keys D.N., Levine-M genome-wide identification of tissue-specific enhancers in the Cheyenna tadpole. Proc. Nat. Acad. CUSA 2002, 99, 10, 6802-5, 68. Reishi R.P.C., Wicheki Carr, Christian L. Combinatorial chromatin dynamics foster accurate cardiopharyngeal fate choices by O'Rooksev 2019, 69. Farley E.K., Olson K.M., Zhang W., Grant A.J., Roxa D.S., Levine Ms. Suboptimization of Developmental Enhancers, Science 2015, 350, 6258, 325-8, 70, Dalil C.K., Johnson A.D., How Transcription Circuits Explore Alternative Architectures While Maintaining Overall Circuit Output, GenesDev 2017, 31, 14, 1397-405, 71, Maniatis T, Falvo JV, Kim TH, Kim TK, Lin CH, Perek BS, et al., Structure and Function of the Interferon Beta Enhanciosum, Cold Spring Hub Simp Quant Bile 1998, 63, 609-20, 72, Junian G, Spivakov M, Gerardet C, Braun M, Gustafson A, Bernie E, et al., A Transcription Factor Collective Defines Cardiac Cell Fate and Reflects Lineage History, Cell 2012, 148, 3, 473-86, 73, Hotta K, Mitsuhara K, Takahashi H, Inaba K, Oka K, Gojibori T, et al., A web-based interactive developmental table for the ascidian Cheyenna interstinalis, including 3D real image embryo reconstructions, I from fertilized egg to hatching larva, DevDyne 2007, 236, 7, 1790-805. Publisher's note. Springer Nature remains neutral with regard to jurisdictional claims in published maps and institutional affiliations.